And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right. And we are back again for week four, NFL.
Let's do
Friday Night Locks podcast.
We would almost be a fourth of the way through without that one extra game, but now we're a fourth in a game through.
Fourth in a game.
After this?
Half
the fact.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing well. We live in Vegas and the weather's finally starting to like inches come down from.
it went from 108 to
106. So we're making improvement.
It's winter.
It's the going the other direction. That's very scary.
This pool thing. Wow. That electric bill. What do they call it? Energy. Yeah. They call it an energy bill. When I was younger, they said the electric bill. Out of this world.
Yeah. It was already
out of this world. Every month I go.
During the summer, you expect it to be higher, but.
Which is fine. It's 3 months out of the year, but this pool has.
We built a pool last year.
Correct.
And this is the first summer that we went through with running it. And we use the spa frequently and inflation and.
No, but the spa is all year round. So like. Usually you have a big chunk in the summer and then you're nothing.
Yeah.
But the spa keeps it a chunk, but they're sending you now or sending us now a comparison to last year to let us know, like, cause they don't know.
Nobody wants to see that.
They're like, just so you know, this is where you were last year. This is where you are now. Are you okay over there?
But do you guys just heat it when like, it's so hot like this?
So that's a good question.
Pool.
No, we don't heat the pool, obviously, but the pool sits at like a 90 degrees when it's 110 out.
Right.
But the spa, I mean,
you fire the spa up and then you turn the spa off.
102.
There's something.
Yeah.
Plus the airco in the house is at 72 nonstop.
Delicious.
If it drops under 72, kicks in.
Yeah.
So if it's the middle of the night and it's a heat wave, kicks in. So that's the real killers that we, especially with the boy, we want him to be, you know, cool at all times. And so that's the thing, is that we've never, her and I used to sweat it out, open a window like old school LA. But now we just, it's on 72 and that's a standard around here. And it's man alive.
And so, as you know, we're both from California, the beach. So we've been here for 7-8 years almost, and we're just now starting to get used to like the heat.
Yeah,
it's just a lot. Like I feel like I'm on the face of the sun most of the time.
So I'm ready for it to cool off. I'm ready to be able to turn that thing to just the normal, like in October, November. It's just whatever it is out there, it kind of is in the house.
Right.
Bring on the fall. Bring on the fall.
For two people that have an absolutely beautiful pool, I hear a lot of complaining over there. I think your pool is insane. And if you were complaining about, you know, now you have to buy a lot of umbrellas for your new tropical drinks that you're drinking by your pool, that'd be one thing.
Yeah.
But
I just got to find a way to get the Mai Tais down on like a bucket or something.
Now we're talking.
The patio.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Like a dumbwaiter that brings the Mai, and then a bucket comes down with Mai Tais in it.
Don't tell me these things because I will try and make it happen.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. But until we have the Mai Tai.
Bucket
or elevator. It's the worst. It's the worst. We live in shambles. So here we are.
It's the worst. We live in hell.
My heart bleeds for you and your higher pool bill. Wah.
And you don't have a bill and you live right outside the water of the beach.
No, but I do have a Mai Tai bucket. And first I drink it and then I throw up in it.
Yeah,
it has a dual purpose.
Yeah, self-cleaning bucket.
It's recyclable.
Mm. Yeah.
Ew.
So I'm starting a GoFundMe account.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
To all our listeners out there, it's www.justin.help.com.
I need a new Mai Tai bucket. Yeah, and Mai Tai bucket played Lollapalooza last year. It's a great name for a band.
Exactly.
Mai Tai bucket. I love that.
You're screaming from downstairs. Where's the bucket? I can't find the bucket. We're in shambles over here.
It's like Sid and Nancy when they lower the heroin out the window. Where's my Mai Tai bucket?
No complaints over here, man. Life is good. Life is good.
Football is amazing. Another great week. I actually went to a football game last week. It was Parents' Weekend at the house that Aaron Rodgers built. Yee. Went to visit my son, Cal. Let's just get this straight, okay? I'm no Cal. We don't think of the Pac-12. Cal doesn't leap to mind. We know who the superstars are, but they're quietly putting together a nice little season. Arizona came in with the same record, 2-1. They were running it all over us in the first half.
I was nervous. I knew you were there, and I was like, I was peeping it on the side. I was like getting nervous, like, oh, here we go.
Thank you. And you saw we made an adjustment. The second half, we poured it on. I was there. Every time we scored, they were shooting the cannons off, which was awesome. Wow. When we scored 49, we're 3-1. So go Bears.
Yeah, not to even make a big deal out of it. They should have won. And I didn't want to because I know that it was like a kind of a heartbreaking game. But they should have won that Notre Dame game too, man. They had two penalties on fourth down.
I thought where Notre Dame scored. Yeah.
One of them was a horrible call.
Thank you.
It turned into 7 for Notre Dame, not 3. They were about to kick a field goal. Turned into 7. That's a 4-point swing. So there was a couple of those. Like if you really want to analyze that, they could be 4-0 right now with playing some pretty good teams. Like UNLV is not horrible.
U of A was not horrible.
They're still the Wildcats. So, like, I mean, you're going to get into Utah and you're going to get into the Trojans. UCLA is like, it's so weird that there's like Pasadena used to be packed and now it's, I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird to me.
It is weird. I totally agree that, like,
because that's Old Faithful. Like, that should never, they could be 1-10 and it shouldn't matter, but it's starting
to sell out.
Yeah, it's weird now.
Totally agree. I have. So obviously COVID, we haven't gone to a lot of live events and I've only gone to a couple things since COVID. This was like one of my second or third times I was in a big, 60,000 person stadium, but it was so awesome because what they do at Berkeley is the marching band comes onto campus and unlike Wisconsin, the football stadium at Wisconsin is separate from the campus. You have to walk over to the football field. You know, obviously, same with UCLA, et cetera, et cetera. It's off campus. Berkeley's right on campus at the top of the hill. So what they do is the entire gigantic marching band in uniform comes in front of the main,
like the steps there. Or something, right? They're on the steps.
Yes, the steps. They play. They get the crowd hyped up. There's a mascot called Oski. Don't ask me. I have no idea. But then it was Parents Weekend. So all the parents, all the kids and the marching band still playing, walk up the hill together. Like, here we come into the stadium.
Yeah, gangsters.
So amazing. And so shout out to Cal.
Were you guys a part of that?
Yeah. We were all a part of it. It was amazing. Me not knowing anything. I'm an idiot. I bought 2 tickets just never having been,
Yeah.
And I guess the sun beats down on the student section and that whole side of the stadium, which is where our tickets were. So we get our stuff, we go to our seats and we start to melt. It's 90. And I just go, okay, we have to like go all the way around the stadium. The other half is entirely shade. Luckily, we found 3 seats that no one was sitting in and we had an awesome time. One thing I have to get off my chest.
Oh no.
Only been to a couple events since COVID started. Took my youngest to see the Hella Mega Tour, Weezer, Fall Out Boy, Green Day. Great. So back in our day, if you go to a concert, you have to buy the shirt because then you would show people, hey, I was at it. Now in the days of Amazon, you can just buy the concert shirt. It's not that fun.
Right.
I wanted my son to have the full experience. We go to Weezer. We love Weezer. We love Green Day too. Fall Out Boy, they put on a good show. I'm in line to get my kid a t-shirt. I'm like, we have to get the t-shirt. We're at the concert. It's a ritual. The entire set of Fall Out Boy, I'm waiting in the t-shirt line.
Oh.
The entire set.
And you could have got it on Amazon.
Oh, okay. My God.
Now, fast forward.
Yeah.
Cal, I'm hyped. It's the second quarter. It's a tight game. Say to Carly and my son, I'm going to go get a couple of beers and a hot dog.
Oh, no.
I'll be right back. Guys, I left in the first quarter. I got my beers at halftime.
No.
You beat the halftime line.
Are you joking?
No, I
you're exaggerating.
This is a football podcast. I want to make a plea. Jay, you made a very impassioned speech last week about it's not about the contest. Just give me the little things.
Get it right.
Get it right. Van Halen, no green M&Ms in the dressing room, no brown M&Ms, whatever the hell it was. Like, you can't give me the big things and then stick me on the little things and expect me to be happy customer. Yeah. I'm coming back for life. No.
Smoke and mirrors.
You give me my hat. And when I come to your game and I'm so happy to see my son, proud of him, proud of his team, love the school, I'm down with all that. Don't put me in the beer line in the first quarter and have me get the beers at halftime. Okay. I saw nice moms that look like you, T, visiting their kids. Here's the trajectory. We look at the line and we go, oh, maybe it's not that bad.
Yeah. 10, 15 minutes.
We get in line. We suddenly realize, oh, it really is not moving. And then we go, well, maybe I should bail. Maybe I should just forget the beer, whatever. I'll just go back to my seat. But then you go, no, I'm committed now because now there's 20 people behind you. And you're like, I'm not going to lose. This is attrition. Sure. I'm at war.
Yeah, sure.
I saw these moms that were all smiley when they joined the line. By the time they got to the front of the line, they had frowns on their faces. They were exhausted. They didn't even want their beers anymore. Yeah. And so here is my plea. Whether it's Cal, whether it's the Green Day Tour, whether it's Allegiant Stadium, hopefully they run it better there. Give me one more cashier, bro. The issue was a million people are thirsty and you have two people working so hard. They're like, they can't even take the stress. Give me one more person. Give me one more pay machine. Yeah. You used to call them cash registers. Now it's whatever the hell you call them.
Apple Pay.
Get off my lawn. Give me one more person back there. You know how you can put a podcast on 1.25 speed, 1.5? Just give me 1.25 speed.
Yeah.
You're going to sell more beer. You're going to make more money. By the way, cut me off. They stopped serving alcohol in the seventh inning. They stopped serving alcohol at halftime at Cal. Cut me off. But by the time I get my beer with your two cashiers, I don't even want it anymore.
Yeah.
It costs $11. I might as well be waiting for Space Mountain.
Yeah.
So thank you for letting me vent. Go Bears. One more cashier.
One more.
1.25 cashier. Speed. Please. Yeah. I'm begging you.
I do applaud baseball stadiums for having 30 stations.
Well, they have,
you can
they
get things at because you're key, in though. And you're back.
That's the key with baseball. You have a hot dog guy.
Yeah, and that
comes to your seat.
Thank you.
And you can go and you can pass the dog down. Remember you pass the dog down and they pass the money back? That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Change? No. Keep the change. And then they pass the dog. Ketchup?
No.
She needs some ketchup. Yeah. You pass the dog.
Wait, can you get some mustard?
And then there's the beer guy. Then there's the pretzel guy. Yeah. And now what I do is I don't go for the tap keg thing. I go to the Corona area.
Get the cans.
Or the can of Bud Light, because that's
delightful.
There's no nachos there. There's no, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers and french fries. And then you have your beers and you can get two at a time and then you're good. You got the big Modelo, whatever. But those lines are too much. They're too much. So that's why I applaud baseball, because they make it very convenient for you. Always have. To never leave your seat. You can get ice cream. You can get cotton candy. You can get a pretzel. You really don't have to go anywhere. It comes to you.
Yeah.
Football, same thing. We went to the Rams Saints game 2 years ago at the Coliseum, and I was in the same thing. I got up with my cousin, and we were gone.
For whole quarter, right? Yeah. Whole quarter.
Gone.
Not as long as you, but gone for a long time where you're like, did they get lost? What was Carly thinking? I mean, obviously, you were texting her.
Well, what was Carly thinking? She was calling me.
Where are you?
Just forget it, dude.
That's a beer. Yeah. Dude, forget
like,
it.
Like, honestly, like, you're missing the whole game. What are you doing? But I'm telling you, I was halfway through the line. I go, I'm not giving up.
I'm committed now.
I'm in the Squid Games all of a sudden. Like, I will survive to the next round. I will get like, my beer.
Why is that guy edging over? I know he doesn't think he's in front of me.
I don't know what to expect.
Because the line starts to get cockeyed, too. It starts to go, like, off.
And then people start kind of, like, going through the line. And you go, what?
No, no.
Yeah. Give me guy like who throws the peanuts at Dodger Stadium, like Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Find me in the corner. I will George Pickens that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peanuts. I will stretch out for that.
Yeah.
Romy and Miller Lite.
I just don't understand. It's like
wild
logistics, execution. Trust me, you'll make more money, and the fans who pay a lot for your beers and your hot dogs will be a lot happier.
And they'll get more.
Amen.
And don't forget to like and subscribe, or as Justin likes to say, subscribe to our channel. Give us a thumbs up, leave a comment, share it, look at it twice, maybe seven times. It's fine. And catch us on iTunes and Audio Boom and Spotify. And yeah.
Don't forget to tell a friend.
And don't forget to tell a friend.
And they'll tell two friends.
Thank you.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I am feeling like confident in this / there's always a risk, because the first couple weeks of the season have been very scary in terms of Survivor
for everyone, over the world.
It's a bloodbath.
Everyone I talk to,
like historically,
yeah, it's crazy. But this week I think I'm gonna go with Green Bay. I think I'm gonna shoot my shot this week. It's a big team to go for. Obviously, it's week four, so you kind of want to hold on to your big guns till the end, but can't afford it.
Not this year, no.
I have to just go with it. They're playing the Patriots this week. A couple reasons why: Mac Jones isn't expected to be playing. He has an ankle sprain, and most likely surgery is required.
He's
on that.
He's down for weeks, they say.
So, I mean, if it's surgery, obviously you have.
He was screaming at the end of that game. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Screaming.
I don't like to see that.
So was I, because I bet on the Patriots. I was screaming also.
I think Aaron Rodgers, the first week was a mess, but I feel like every year the first game is just a mess. Comes out way too bold. But the past couple games, especially last week with the Bucks, he is going strong, and he's your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to side with him just this week.
Yeah, he's feeling it. His receivers, they're starting to gel a little. Yeah. Like if Dubes had a good game.
Yeah.
If Aaron Rodgers can't win in Lambeau against the Patriots laying 10.5 points,
Brian Hoyer.
No one should win Survivor. They should
Hoyer, at quarterback.
Everybody should quit right now. Yeah. Get out of the line right now. Just go back to your seat.
Forget the beers. Forget your nachos and an upside down baseball helmet. You're getting nothing and you're going to like it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which in the past 3 weeks, I wouldn't be surprised if something wacky like that happens, but let's not think like that. This week I'm going to go with Green Bay.
That's a great pick. Yeah, before you lock it up, I just want to say one thing about Survivor is that, I mean, it's week four, and there could be down to 20 in each league after, if what happened last week happens this week. We were lucky in both leagues to survive. I had Minnesota in both leagues, and I said to her at one point, that's done. I mean, it was 14-0, and I thought it was going to be worse. The thing about Detroit is they've been giving up leads. They're good, but they're giving up these leads late. And if they fix that, they'll be really good. Mm-hmm. And then the other game was just an easy one.
Yeah.
Cincy, rematch of the Jets. But I will just say, like, it isn't just us. It's like everywhere you look, it's wildfire. People are falling by the wayside in Survivor this year.
And it's the last 2 minutes of the games where you're like, we got this. And people putting bets and spreads and lines. It's like all of a sudden you're like, I'm good. Turn it off. Mm-hmm. And then you look back and you're like, what happened? Yeah. I don't understand.
What do you mean 38-7?
A
lot of people got knocked out on KC last week. And it's because the ref threw a flag for abusive language.
Did you know that? Well, Josh Allen went crazy too. He ripped the lineman's helmet off. That was Saints a heated, fight. Clammy in Miami football.
I feel like those refs had a lot of cash on the Colts. Yeah.
You said what? Hell yeah. Really?
You said what now?
Hell yeah.
We don't cuss on a football field.
No.
That's
we don't spit tobacco on a baseball field.
No.
T, I think you're in good hands with Cal alum.
Of course, Aaron, you think this.
New haircut, Rodgers.
I love it. I love it. And I think you're right. You got to go strong now, because your life could be over in week four.
You have to.
Yeah. So
you're locking that up.
Here I am, locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I'm looking at a couple things that are really popping out to me. And this is my first Rams pick of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
You are the Rams whisperer.
The Rams are getting 2.5 points in San Francisco. Jimmy G is their best, I think, chance of beating the Rams. If Trey Lance was healthy, I know Trey Lance was the starter. Let's say he was healthy. I still believe Jimmy G is the best chance to beat the Rams. They're in San Francisco on Monday Night Football. If you remember last year on Monday Night Football, they got destroyed. San Francisco had a pick six. They had three picks before, I think, two picks. Stafford threw two picks in the first quarter and three picks before halftime. Can't remember, but it was a low-scoring game then. I think it'll still be a low-scoring game here. The Rams are rolling. They, too, though, in the last couple of weeks, because I have them in, as my fantasy defense, they're pinching shutouts in the first half, and then they start to give it. And that's what cost them in that Buffalo game. They were pretty good in them, and then they just gave it. I watched San Francisco on Sunday night, man, anemic, very anemic against the Broncos. And I had San Francisco last week, too, as like one of my favorite picks of the week. I thought there was no way the Broncos. And again, they were up 10 to 6 or whatever, 10 to and then 10 to 3. And then Russell started cooking and it was a touchdown, extra point, 2-point conversion, 11-10. They lose the game. You can't do that against the Rams. I think it's going to be a very low scoring game. I would throw some sprinkle on the under, but I love the Rams here as a dog on Monday night. And I just don't think San Francisco has the guns. The Rams put up 20 against Arizona, but they gave up 9. And they don't have to blow doors. They don't have to score 40 to win with that D. And I think they'll run the ball. I think they'll protect the football. And I love the Rams for those reasons. I mean, I don't know what you think. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like that. And I like the
speed every week.
Yeah, I agree. So they're the Super Bowl champs. Give me the Rams, you know?
I know the Rams are personally one of your favorite teams, just as a fan. And I know that betting with you over the years, usually when you have like thoughts about how the Rams will fare, especially in San Francisco, it's good to tail you. So, and plus they're getting points. That's always nice.
Yeah. And I need this one for this helmet right here. I need this one. So yeah, I like it. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to lock that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay. And so for my second selection, there's a couple of things I was looking at. You know, the Raiders are 0-3. Are they going to go 0-4 against that anemic Broncos?
I hope not.
Team, division rival. They're the only winless team in football.
I'm so happy you're talking about this game. I have so much to say about this
so
game.
So good, because I'm not picking it. But I'm just for those reasons, I think that's something to look at. There, that's a under the 3 number. I already said the Rams as a dog. I'm going to go with the Cardinals as a dog, because another team that I feel like is 1-2 that could be 2-1. I don't think they could be 3-0. I don't think there's any way they win that Rams game last week. The Cardinals are better than their record. And I know that we kind of give flack to Kingsbury and we give flack to Kyler Murray. Carolina is not going to beat the Cardinals. They're just not. And for just on paper, any which way you shape it, Dortch is starting to heat up. Hollywood Brown had 16 catches last week, tied a franchise record with Larry Fitzgerald and D. Hopkins, and had 140 yards and a touchdown. Like, Kyler Murray had 52 attempts passing. They need to run a little more, but I think Connors is banged up. Carolina's like, their D's hanging them in the games, and they're kind of sometimes getting down the field and a lot of field goals, best kicker in football, things like that. That's not going to work this week. I think that Arizona, this is a must win in this division. And that's why I kind of brought up the Raiders, because the Raiders have like one more chance and they're going to be officially eliminated from that division with Kansas City, San Diego, and Denver. So I think this is a must win for the Cardinals. And for that reason and none other, I'm not even going to get into anything else. For that reason and that reason alone, I don't believe Carolina can beat them. And I love the 2 points. It's not going to really make or break me unless it falls on that number. Basically, I'm looking for the Cards to win outright. I could get ballsy and I could say, give me the Cards money line. Make an extra couple chips, but I'll take the 2 because I need them these days. I need all the help I can get. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to use the cards for my second pick, and hopefully my pick selection will survive through that.
Two quarterbacks that I really have no love for, Kyler Murray and Baker. What about you two? Who do you, if you're in a boat?
I was just going to say that. I think Kyler Murray is annoying and big for his britches. And I don't know.
Well, hopefully he's studying his playbook.
Hopefully he's
for more than 4 hours.
They required him to study and his contract. But
so anyway, for that reason, go Kyler Murray. You go, boy.
Jay,
you go. Don't let me go get a Kyler Murray t-shirt. You go, boy.
Here we go.
Give me the cards. Give me the fro. Give me Kingsbury with a K and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. For my first pick, first of all, I didn't get a chance last week to say that I'm off to a very decent start to my season. Okay. On this podcast, my record is 4-2, which is 66%. And my record in Circa, I'm 9-6, also 66%. So if you want to tail my picks, you want to fade me, whatever, just know that better than average, okay? Mm-hmm. Two dads and a mom that make betting fun, but also cashing tickets. So there you go.
Cashing tickets is fun.
Having said all that, I probably jinxed my whole weekend. So having said that, for my first pick, I like the New York Giants. They lost at home to Dallas last night.
Great game.
Shoot.
Here's what I think about Dallas. I think that their defensive pass rush is terrifying, and Micah Parsons is the second coming of Lawrence Taylor. He disrupts games, and he's an absolute monster. And be very afraid of that defensive pass rush. I think Cooper Rush, ironically, is kind of that quarterback that I kind of like, a guy that doesn't scramble everywhere. He just steps up in the pocket. He makes his reads. He plays. He doesn't have the big cannon like Justin Herbert.
Keeping it simple.
He's not sexy, but he's not turning the ball over either. And I think for Dallas, that's exactly what the doctor ordered while they wait for Dak to come back. So good for Dallas. They beat the Giants. I think they were in Daniel Jones's face all night long. And you know what? Daniel Jones had a couple nice scrambles and he tried to keep, you know, the drives moving. They lost by a touchdown at home. I don't think the Giants are going to lose two in a row at home. And I don't think the Chicago Bears are going to give Daniel Jones the same type of pressure that he faced from Dallas. I think Saquon Barkley's having a really good season. I think look for him to continue that. I just don't fear the Bears. Justin Fields hasn't completed that many passes. And I think David Montgomery, their running back, is a little banged up too. So we're getting a Bears team on the road. They don't put up a whole lot of points. We're getting the Giants in a bounce back spot. I'm sure they don't want to disappoint the hometown fans two times in a row. You know, I don't like this. I think they got a hook. Let me check the line on that. New York Giants. They do have a hook. It's 3.5. I'll go ahead and lay it. And I'm just going to say this is a 21-17 game. And I like the Giants at home. Lay the 3.5. And that's my first pick.
Kind of like an ugly, I don't want to say ugly, but kind of like a back and forth, not so much action, grind.
I just think like you and I have talked about it, Jay. It's the zigzag. Mm-hmm. A team gets beat 1 week. Maybe look for them to rebound the next week. I like the spot for the Giants. Yeah. I don't see them losing to the Bears. And if they win the game, I think it's going to be more than a field goal that they win. What do you think, T? You like the Giants? You like the Bears? Where's your head at?
Sensitive topic because my best friend is a Bears fan.
Okay. All right. I get it.
But I'm going to have to go with the Giants too.
Okay.
And we love New York. Yes. Over everything. That's the reason why.
Well, okay, so
I agree with pretty much everything that you're saying.
God bless the queen because you're going to hear it. She was over here 5 minutes last week and brought out notes on her phone. And said, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh,
the Bears can't score. We all know Detroit's not going to be last in their division. And we all know who's going to be.
Quotes from the pod.
And I said, I never said the Bears. And she's like this.
Justin.
I've got a bone to pick with you. I was running out the door. Got to go.
Look,
but anyways,
I love you, Sam. The Bears fan. The Bears fans are loyal.
Yeah.
And God bless them. But I think that first game where they beat the Niners and that monsoon was weird.
Yeah.
And I think it gave them a false sense of hope somehow. And I think now they're settling back into the reality that they gave away a lot of good players on the Bears and they're rebuilding. And I like Justin Fields. I think he's a go-getter, but he's not completing that many passes. If you look at his yards, his completions, it's just they're not scoring and they're not like putting pressure. So right now, I think they're a good team to bet against. No offense.
I like it.
So my first pick is the New York G-Men -3.5 at home, and I will lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, for my next pick, I have a lot of thoughts about this. And I said I was 4-2 on this pod so far. One of my only losses was a teaser. And I want to do another teaser this week to redeem myself because I like teasers. They're fun. You have to win two bets to cash the ticket, but you get 6 points on either side. That's attractive to me. I know a lot of people play teasers, so I thought I'd play a teaser this week just for fun. And the first leg of my teaser is going to be the Denver Broncos. And I want to talk about your hometown Las Vegas Raiders for a second. Jay, you mentioned there's only one team in the history of the NFL that have started the season 0-4 and gone on to make the playoffs. Only once has it happened ever. I think it was the Chargers like years and years ago. If they start 0-4, chances are their season's done. They're not going to make the playoffs. There already is pressure on that head coach. And I don't think the hometown fans are very happy with the Raiders being 0-3. So I'm going to tell you right now, the Raiders are going to come out like their hair is on fire in this game. This is it. This is backs to the wall, loser go home. Here's the problem that I see for the Raiders. I don't think their secondary is very good. I don't think they can stop a lot of teams on defense. And I feel like this new coach has brought a new system and Derek Carr is not vibing with the new system. Something's disconnecting. Something is short-circuiting. But the Raiders of old would not have lost to the Titans. And they've there's something off about the Raiders. So they're either going to respond fantastically to the pressure and say, this is it. We're going to save our season. We're at home. It's only -2. The flip side is they're playing the Broncos. The Broncos haven't won, haven't beaten the Raiders since I think like 2015. Russell Wilson hasn't beaten the Raiders since 2015. So there's some stat where everything's favoring the Raiders is basically what I'm saying. I'm not going to bore you with a lot of statistics. Who cares? The Raiders have to win this game or their season's done.
Yeah.
Okay. So my handicap is I don't believe the Raiders match up well with the Denver defense. I think if you watch that 49er game, the Denver defense is really good. They got
We've been saying that all year.
They got Randy Gregory from the Cowboys and they got Chubb, and the Raiders O-line is not very good. I think Denver is going to put pressure on Derek Carr. I do. And we know I love Patrick Surtain. So even if Derek Carr is getting the ball out, I think that Denver's secondary is really good. And I think they're going to give the Raiders a tough time defensively. Now, I'm going to nominate Russell Wilson for the honorary dad bod Ben Roethlisberger award because he's not cooking. He's eating. He's not running around like he used to. He's not throwing the ball a million yards with his patented beautiful moon passes that he used to do that just come right into the bucket to lock it to Metcalf. He doesn't have that. So Denver's pretty anemic. They're not putting up a lot of points. I think Russ looks slow. I think he looks pudgy. And I like that. Personally, I like that. But professionally as a gambler, I want to take the 6 points because I think if the Raiders have pride, they're going to come out, they're going to win this game. But if you're telling me I'm going to get 8 points with the Broncos, I'm going to take it. So that's the first leg of my teaser. Denver +8. We move through the touchdown number. The second leg is the Washington Commodores, starring Lionel Richie. And I'll tell you why. Last week, I was texting with Justin. And he's like, Kansas City, Colts. And I go, something's fishy with this Colts line. Like, the bookies are begging you to take the Chiefs, like, oh, Chiefs, -5. They it's come here. Same, I feel like, this week with Dallas. I think Dallas is now at 3.5 or something like that. Or they're at a flat 3. If you can visualize Micah Parsons versus Carson Wentz, who got sacked 9 times last week, this is going to be a bloodbath. I don't like Carson Wentz, but I think that Dallas is going to just have him on his back the entire game. But here's what I don't like about the game, which is what I texted Jay last week about the Colts. Something's fishy about this because it's Washington,
a division rival too, with as a dog, home dog.
Thank you. Washington got creamed by Philly last week, and they're only getting 3 points in Dallas. That's weird. Also, 97% of the bets are on Dallas. So who do you think the bookie needs to win this game? They need Washington to win this game. So I feel like everybody in the world's going to be on Dallas, swallowing up those points. They just won on Monday night.
Short week.
And I just go, you know what? No. Contrarian, just give me the ugly, disgusting dog. I hate their name, the Commodores. I hate Carson Wentz. I don't like anything about them. But if you're going to give me 6 more points on a teaser, I'm going to take them, and it's going to make it Washington plus 9. So I'm now getting more than a touchdown of points, divisional dog, like Jay's saying. The whole world's on the other side. I'm going to go with the house. Give me Washington plus 9 to Denver plus 8. That's my teaser thoughts.
God bless you. You know, that's the same thing as that Colts game when we were on the phone and you said something's fishy. That Colts game, I think it opened at 6 on the road, Chiefs.
Yeah.
Went down to 5.5, went down to 5. I think in some spots it went down to even 4.5 by kickoff. And they said that all the tickets were on the Chiefs, but the line kept going the other way because all the sharps were on the Colts. And when you see that happen, don't just close your eyes and bet the Colts. I found it hard to do, and it cost me. Chiefs had that game, and they gave it away. But this is very similar to something like that. And I think when you say 97% of the tickets are on the Cowboys, they are America's team. But I bet you a lot of the money is going to be on Washington, this similar to what you're saying. So the Commanders aren't the best. The Commodores, Commanders, whatever you want to call them. Cowboys and Indians is a big rivalry. They're still the Redskins to me. And beware. I like that for that reason only. I just still think Carson Wentz is the worst quarterback in the world.
I can't argue against that. All right. So,
but I like it. Give me the 9. Dallas doesn't put up a lot of numbers. They do have a backup quarterback. Yeah, I would take the 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. So T, you're in a rowboat with Carson Wentz, Baker Mayfield, and Kyler Murray.
Ugh.
You're taking on water. Who do you kick over the side first?
Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Baker and Carson are left.
So I'm going to let him go.
Baker and Carson are left.
Carson Shits can go.
We love Baker in this house.
Yeah.
Come on.
Of the three, I'll take him.
Okay.
Baker.
Did Baker get his mojo back last week?
Yeah. He looked good the last couple weeks, man. But he beat my boys.
Yeah. Your boys are struggling over there. I think Jameis,
back is broken. Yeah. I don't know why they haven't made a move. Bring in the cannon. What do they call him? The Red Raider.
He's won a lot of games.
Yep. So I don't know. I think his back. I mean, the guy's walking around like he needs a cane. Bad. And they're going to London flight.
London, baby.
You know, that's another one, baby.
Yay.
So
let's not go there.
I like it. I like where we're at. You know, the thing about football is there's always time to turn it around. So let's turn it around. Like Jay said, he's fine. I need to turn it around. We need to stay on these survivor pools because they're going to end by week. My prediction on that, week 7.
Wow.
One of our two pools will be down to 5.
Remember we said if you can get past week 6?
Yep. So, I mean, I agree with Tanya. It's time to bring out the guns and roses because trying to play these little, you know, I'll take the Browns in this one because on Christmas, you might not see Christmas, homeboy. So, lighten up.
Okay, let's recap. This was a lot of fun. I love betting on football. I love talking about it with you guys. I hope everybody else does too. If you want to survive in your pool, you have to tail tease pick Aaron Callum Rodgers, take Green Bay. Justin says, take the Rams on the road, getting points plus 2.5, and take Arizona on the road, getting points, two road dogs this week for you, plus 2. I like the G-men at home, take the Giants and lay the 3.5 against the Bears. I also threw out a teaser. Let's see if I can hit it this time. Denver plus 8 in Vegas, Washington plus 9 at the Big D Jerry World. And that is our show.
What a great show.
Yep. And again, don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel and check it out. And hopefully good luck to everybody this week.
And as we always say, please leave us a comment. You know, we'd love to hear what you think. We'd love to hear your picks. We'd love to hear anything you might have to say, good or bad. We'll take it. We'd like to hear from you, though, please. Well, on that note, I always say this, bet responsibly or don't. That's your prerogative. But hopefully you will. And beat the book is the most important thing. Also, Cal Bear mascot, Oski, comes from a term back in the 1900s. It was the old Oski yell is where that came from. So if you ever see the bear and they do the Oski yell, there's like, I don't know the Oski yell. I don't go to Cal how it exactly works, but there's like a roar that happens during the game, and that's the Oski yell. It's not so used as much as it was in the past, but it's still there, and that's why Oski the Bear is Oski the Bear.
That's amazing.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.